שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש, כרך א',
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash. The article, Jacob went out. The study material is on Sviva Tova and the Arvut system. You can ask questions live through the sites. Anyone asking a question here in the study hall should hold the microphone close to his mouth and speak loudly and clearly. The writings of Rabash, the article, Jacob went out. Jacob went out. According to Rashi's interpretation, it should have written only, Jacob went to Haran. Why does it mention his exit? It says that the exit of a righteous from a place leaves an impression. When the righteous is in town, he is its splendor, he is its brilliance, he is its majesty. When he exits it, its splendor exits, its brilliance exits, and its majesty exits. Thus far, his words. We should understand the above in the work. What is a righteous, and what is the impression that a righteous makes upon his exit? We should interpret that the Creator is called righteous. As it is written, the Lord is the righteous, and I and my people are the wicked. This means that when a person is close to the Creator, meaning feels that the Creator is close to him, he feels how the Creator does him good. At that time, he feels good, a good taste in Torah and in prayer. And in all his engagements, he feels that the Creator is close to him. Whatever he does it with joy and elation. Afterwards, he comes into a descent, feeling tastelessness in the study of Torah and good deeds. However, he is left with the impression that he had during the ascent, when he felt good taste in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, and was in a state of joy. That remaining impression makes him long to return to the previous state. That is, after some time, he awakens through the impression left in him, so as to seek advice how to return to the state he had, which was called a state of ascent, while now he feels his lowliness, how remote he is from anything spiritual. This brings up the question, why did he get that descent? Who is gaining by this? Or perhaps it came to him as a punishment. For now he must correct himself for his sin. However, he does not know what was the sin for which he descended from the state of ascent he was in. Thus, he does not know what to correct. It follows that, on the one hand, he does not see any deficiency in himself that could have caused him a descent. So, he is compelled to say that it came from the Creator. This begs the question, what did he, the Creator, gain from lowering him from his degree? By this, we can interpret what our sages said. The exit of the righteous from a place leaves an impression. During the ascent, it is regarded as the Creator being present in the place, meaning in the body. At that time, he causes him the sensation of excitement from Torah and Mitzvot. But he could not give that importance that the Creator is in him, as it is written, I am the Lord who dwells within them in the midst of their impurity. To appreciate it, to know who is in him and pay the due respect. Thus, they could never help him receive a higher degree, since he was satisfied with the work. Therefore, he was lowered from heaven so as to know once more how to appreciate it, since from above they raised him and brought him closer, but he did not value it. If you should ask, why must one value his state of ascent? It is as I heard from Baal HaSulam that there is no distinction of degrees in the light. Rather, the matter of gadlut, adulthood or greatness, and katnut, infancy or smallness, depends on the attainment of the kelim, vessels. According to the vessel's attainment of the light, so is the measure of the light. This is why he said that if a person receives something from above and has the sense to value it, to that extent, the illumination grows for him and he does not need a greater light at all. Rather, by himself, by appreciating the illumination, it grows and illuminates for him each time on a higher degree. It follows that the whole sin for which he fell from his degree was that he did not value his condition and was content. It therefore follows that he would have had to stay in this degree forever. Therefore, the descent he had received was for his own good, so as to give him the ability to ascend in the degrees of holiness. Therefore, the exit of a righteous from a place leaves an impression. When the righteous is in town, he is its splendor, he is its brilliance, he is its majesty, means that all the importance was in it, but he did not know how to appreciate its value. Hence, its splendor departs, its brilliance departs, in its majesty departs. It follows that the exit of a righteous from a place leaves an impression. He should know that when the righteous was in town, he did not pay attention to appreciating it, its splendor, its brilliance, and its majesty. Instead, he turned, meaning that he did not have the importance of all the above-mentioned degrees of importance. This is called leaves an impression, meaning that he had to be imprinted in him. It had to be imprinted in him that the exit of the righteous from the place was because of the turning, meaning that in fact all the degrees were there, but he did not notice it because he should have known that there are no changes in the light, but everything depends on the kelim, the vessels. It follows that we can say that this departure was not due to a sin, but so as to allow him to rise in the degrees of holiness.
עוד יש לפרש את המאמר הנ"ל.
We should also interpret regarding the above mentioned verse that the exit of a righteous from a place leaves an impression refers to a person. When the righteous is in town, it means that a person can justify providence. Then, when he overcomes the state he is in, and says there is no doubt that the Creator, who is good and does good, is behaving benevolently with me. However, he wants me to feel as I do. It follows that he is justifying providence. At that time, he immediately sees the importance of the work of bestowal and above reason. This is called when the righteous is in town. He is its splendor, he is its brilliance, he is its majesty. For then he sees all the virtues. When he departs from there means that he has departed from justifying providence and wants to see everything within reason. At that time, he feels no taste in the work in order to bestow. And then its splendor departs, its brilliance departs, and its majesty departs. And he falls once more into self-love. In other words, at that time, he knows nothing but work that is built on the basis of within reason. This is regarded as the exit of the righteous from the place leaves an impression. It means that only then, through the exit of the righteous, when he thinks, now that I feel good taste in the work, I no longer need to work above reason. It causes him the exit of the righteous from the place. This creates in him an impression. So he will know how to keep himself from exiting the work of above reason from here on.
As
I heard from Baal HaSulam, when a person says, now that he has support and no longer stands between heaven and earth, he must fall from his degree because then he flaws the discernment of above reason.
In
it therefore follows that precisely the departure of the degree he had leaves an impression on him, so he will know how to be careful next time and will not blemish the faith above reason, but always justify providence. And behold, a ladder was set on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. The interpreters ask, it should have said descending. And then ascending. To understand this in the work, we need to explain that the ladder implies a person. A person stands below, on the earth, but the man's head reaches the heaven. That is, when a person begins to advance upward, he reaches the heaven. And he should not complain that the ladder is set on the earth. However, first we need to understand what on the earth means. We see that the earth is the lowest thing. And yet, we also see that all the stately buildings and wholesome fruits come specifically from the earth. It is known that Eretz, earth, implies the will to receive, which is the foundation, since all of creation and all the bad that exists in the world extend from this desire. As it is known that all the wars, murders, and so forth are rooted in the will to receive. This is called a ladder set on the earth. For when a person first comes to the world, he is placed on the Eretz, earth, from the word Erze, I will want, meaning I want to receive. This is regarded as lowliness, that there is nothing lower than that. However, its top reaching to heaven, that is, precisely through the ladder being set on the earth, I will want, for Erze, earth, I will want, has two meanings. One, from the word Erze, meaning I want. Two, from the word Eretz, land, which is regarded as lowliness, land or earth. It is known that the essence of creation is only the desire to receive, that in the beginning of creation, only the will to receive emerged. Afterwards, there were corrections called equivalence of form, which means that the lower one, called earth, achieves equivalence with heaven, which is called the giver. We can interpret this as man, although he is in worldliness, can still correct by his head, called the end of the ladder, reaching to heaven, namely, being in equivalence of form with the heaven, which is regarded as receiving in order to bestow. As in the beginning of creation, the receiver emerged first, and then was corrected in order to bestow. So is the ladder, which is akin to a person standing on the earth. The beginning is on the earth, and then he reaches heaven. This means that we should not be impressed when we see that man is full of worldliness and has no sparks of bestowal, and he cannot believe that it is realistic that his body will ever agree to work only in order to bestow. Instead, he should believe that it is the way and the order of the work that the Creator wants it specifically in this way, that a ladder will be placed on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. By this, we will understand what is written, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. The interpreters ask, angels are in the sky. So it should have been written there, descending, and then ascending. We should interpret that this refers to man, who is the emissary of the Creator, since an angel is called a messenger. These men, who are walking on the path of the Creator, are called God's angels. First, they ascend by the ladder being set on the earth and reach the top of the ladder, regarded as its head reaching to heaven. Afterwards, they descend, meaning that all the ascents and descents are because there are two ends to the ladder. One, set on the earth, meaning the place of lowliness. Two, but its top reaching to heaven.
זאת אומרת שבשיעור שהוא מחשיב את ראשו מגיע השמיימה,
This means that to the extent that he appreciates its top reaching to heaven, he can feel the lowliness of being set on the earth and regret being in worldliness. But if he has no real clue about its top reaching to heaven, he has nothing to impress him about being in a state of descent. It follows that to the extent that he ascends and its top reaching to heaven, he can appreciate the measure of lowliness of the descent. This is why it is first written ascending and then descending. Since one can feel that he is in a state of descent only to the extent that he feels the importance of reaching to heaven. This is the meaning of ascending and then descending, since the ladder that one should climb in order to carry out his vocation, for he was sent to this world by the Creator, begins from the degree of a ladder set on the earth, with its top reaching the heaven, meaning from the beginning of lowliness, which is the will to receive, which is his nature. Its head means that at the end of the ladder, he should reach the heaven, which is only to bestow. This is called heaven, as earth is called receiving, and heaven is called giving. We should also interpret ascending and descending as a person having to know that when he feels that he is in descent, such as when he engages in commerce or works at a factory or simply walks on the street and he suddenly wakes up from his sleep and finds himself in a state of descent, at that time he should know that knowing that he is in a state of descent has come to him from the ascent. This is called ascending first and then descending. For if there were no ascent in degree, owing to the awakening from above, he would not come to feel this. However, he is being called upon from above. It follows, according to the above, that our entire work is as a ladder set on the earth with its top reaching the heaven. That is, man's ladder has two discernments, and with those two discernments he ascends on the ladder of the living. One, from his perspective, the ladder set on the earth, which is the will to receive, is set on the earth, which is lowliness. Earth means receiving, nukva, female, who receives from the heaven, where heaven is called male, giver. Its head reaching to heaven means that bestowal called heaven is to him the head, meaning important. To the extent that he regards bestowal as the head, he regards the earth, which is the will to receive, as earth, meaning lowliness. he regards the Eretz, meaning Erzeh, I will want, as the head, and heaven is regarded as lowliness. Also, angels of God means that one who makes the calculation that he has come to this world on a mission from the Creator to correct corrections is called angels of God ascending and descending on it. That is, they see the ladder of the living set on the earth, meaning that the will to receive is regarded as lowliness. Its top reaching to heaven means that to him, bestowal means heaven. That is, they are awaiting bestowal because the essence of their work is to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And this is what they regard as head. When they receive a desire with which they can bestow, they consider it elation. And this is what they wait for. Conversely, when they are placed under the rule of the earth, they feel lowliness and are looking only to bestow upon the Creator.
If there are questions, go ahead.
יש כאן באולם, כן, גלעד, בבקשה.
There are questions in the hall. Gilad, please.
כן, רב, שלום.
שלום.
Hello, רב.
אם המנגנון פה שהוא מדבר עליו זה שכל
פעם... If the mechanism he's talking about here, where each time in order to advance, we must fall from the from above reason into the reason, that's clear, but he says here that if a person gets something from above and he has the intellect to appreciate it, to that extent, the light grows in him and he doesn't need greater light, but he himself, by appreciating that illumination, it grows and illuminates from him, for him each time on a higher degree.
Yes.
So what is this path of not falling but constantly remaining in a state of above reason?
If I accept the point I'm in, which I did not choose, but the Creator did. The Creator placed me in it, before it, in it.
It
turns out that I have... There's no difference from me if I'm staying in it, ascending or descending. If I received it from the Creator, I can appreciate it as if I'm in him and adhered to him. Then I start the next phase.
So what is the next phase after having noticed that it came from the Creator?
The next one is that, again, an action comes from the Creator by which I ascend or descend or something happens, but I will again accept it as coming from the Creator, so I agree with it a priori.
But how can I appreciate everything that comes from the Creator and not fall from it? That's the whole question.
You cannot fall. Everything that's happening with you, you accept it as coming from the Creator.
Can a person control it?
Try. It turns out that you have no sense, no descent, nothing, only adhesion.
Avram, בבקשה.
Thank you.
כן.
תודה רבה, רב. רב, מה זה חטא?
Thank you very much, רב. What is a sin on our path?
חטא.
A sin.
זה תלוי מסבירים.
It depends on how you explain it. But certainly everything comes from the Creator, also the state called sin.
But
why do we determine as a sin? If the Creator shines to us and gives us this fact that this is where we are, this is our state, and we say that this state is an ascent, and then, God forbid, we bring about our descent, then what brought about the descent is called a sin.
He says, I have to constantly be aware of my situation.
Yes.
What does it mean to be aware of my situation?
When I feel inside of me, and in that state, I'm connected to the Creator, and I wish to hold myself to be at least in that state.
It means I have to constantly be above my feeling?
Yes. And not above your feeling, in your feeling.
Mm-hmm. In my feeling. Okay, thank you.
I'd
like to go back to the question about how I noticed that it's from the Creator.
Yes.
So I'm going through some state that is revealed now. What is this action of attributing it to the Creator? Is it an intellectual, an emotional thing? What is this?
So you wish to feel that what you came to is the beginning of your ascent, where you ascribe everything to the Creator.
And what does it mean that I attribute it to the Creator? What am I doing there? What do I need to do in order to attribute it to the Creator?
You wish to hold on to this point and not come down from it.
What does it mean to hold on to it?
It's precious to you. It's important to you. Therefore, to be in it is for you an important thing.
And
you ask the Creator to hold you in it, to give you the strength to hold on inside this point.
So can we say that it doesn't matter what a person feels, what he should say is only to the Creator, let me hang on to it because I understand that it's from you?
Yes.
And what will happen then? Let's say I succeeded in doing this.
You arrived, meaning you've acquired this degree. Now it's in you.
And what is the next operation?
The Creator does that. You only accept the situation.
I understand. So there is a certain state. I attribute it to the Creator. I am in the degree, as you said, and then the Creator will take me to the next degree, and in it I will have to do the same operation.
Yes.
And in this way I go from state to state.
Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
How are the friends in me in this process? Because these states, I understand that a person feels them inside. It's an internal thing.
Correct.
So how are the friends in the game here? Well, what should I do with them at that time?
This belongs only to you. These sense belong only to you.
So why do I need the friends around me in the tent?
Wait, there are other things.
Okay. Rav, it's written, a person should know that when he feels that he is in a state of descent, for example, when a person, while engaging in commerce or working at a factory, or simply walking on the street, Suddenly, he awakens from his sleep and finds himself in a state of descent. And then he says that it came to him because he was called upon from above. How can I be called upon from above more often? How do I make it so I am called upon from above more often?
Oren, תקרא אולי שוב את הציטוט ואת השאלה.
Read the quote again.
עכשיו אתה שומע אותי, רב?
כן, כן. Hear me, רב?
Yes.
It is written, suddenly he wakes up from his sleep and finds himself in a state of descent. And then he must know that it came to him from above, the state of ascent.
Yes.
So how do I do it so I'm called upon from above more often?
Okay. They give you a new state.
Yes.
Where you are higher than where you were before.
Yes.
So, you want to grasp the state, stay in it.
Yes.
And that's why you tell yourself that I'm aura number two.
Right. So, how can I make it so that I will be called upon from above?
You carried out the first state, you used it for yourself at the front, I don't know how. And then you understand that you're now getting a second state.
How is it decided to, according to what, to awaken from my sleep?
I don't know, it's not my judgment, but I need to do everything that has to do with me in the first state, and I'm waiting for the second state.
Thank you. Attribute everything to the Creator, is that being above reason?
To attribute everything to the Creator, it's just a line. What do you mean, everything? Everything that you went through and it's recorded in you and that you can attribute to the Creator.
You said that when a state comes, I have to attribute it to the Creator.
Yes.
It writes here that exits there, meaning exits, justified in providence and wants to see everything within reason, then its splendor departs, its brilliance departs, its majesty departs, and he falls into self-love once more. So I'm asking because it seems like it's constantly being above reason and it's not clear how this is possible.
Of course, we have to always be above reason. It's recommended.
Is it possible?
I guess, yes. Look what he's writing.
It's not clear to me because reason is us. We are reason.
We need to come to it. To a state where we're constantly above reason.
Is this a person's operation or does the Creator hold you and raises you above reason?
The Creator is holding you in it, but the person chooses it.
He writes here that all the ascents and descents are a result of importance when a person obtains or loses importance. Why do we lose the importance?
Because the Creator changes the state. He gives a person the ability to be connected to him at a higher degree, and then the previous degree seemingly disappears, loses its importance.
What does a person obtain and discovers when he has importance?
Importance. The importance of the connection with the Creator.
And why can't we hang on to that state?
Because you constantly need to be in effort to hold oneself in faith above reason. And you constantly need to work in a way that renews it in him.
That
has to get there and keep himself from falling from above reason, degree of bestowal.
Is it a person's work with, does a person's work with the environment strengthen his importance?
Also with the environment, but ultimately it depends on a person.
Yeah, to continue on the same topic. Well, first of all, I'm really happy that you're with us, Rav. He wrote, it seems like the whole sin was that he fell from his degree because he didn't appreciate his situation. So, what does it mean that a person is in an ascent, that now I value the state of ascent? What is the operation I need to do in order to value the state of ascent?
I protect the state in order to not fall from it. Meaning, to not begin to value states that are any less than that.
Sometimes we're told that in a state of ascent, a person can already begin the next scrutiny of the next line.
It's possible. We'll see it. We didn't talk about it yet.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that a righteous exits a place?
Righteous exits a place, meaning he's looking for a higher state, his state in ascent.
Doesn't it mean that he actually descended into within reason, that he exited his place?
No, he's looking for ways to rise to a higher degree of reason.
Thank you, Orf.
L'avir mikrofon, chaverim, lasim lev.
Guys, pass the microphone. Should a person appreciate his ascents and feel that he has given them? What does it mean to value its splendor, brilliance, majesty?
Wherever he is, he's connected with the public, with the Creator. And that's what's holding him. He needs to be, first of all, in that. And then look for ways to rise even higher.
And will this make him keep the strength to deal with it correctly when he feels otherwise, like a descent or lowliness?
No, he's not thinking about the descent. He's thinking about how to climb all the time.
Turkey 9 are asking, what is the meaning of a person being the angel of the Creator? You said that angels have no desire. When we rise, we have no desire.
If a person acquires a desire from the Creator and he works according to the commandments of the Creator, he's called an angel.
Thank you. AT31 are asking, it is written, a righteous falls 1,000 times and rises. Must there be many descents in order to appreciate the ascents?
No. Neither descents, not descents, rather a descent and then an ascent. Not more than that. But you have to agree with the fact that there are descents.
We have no more questions here. We can move on to the Arvut system.
I don't know. You'll see.
Not tough,
okay, let's see.
מטורקיה 2.
Let's take Turkey 2.
בוקר טוב, רב יקר. רב יקר, כשי נסת ג'נט וירזו ארסנה דיילם קושנה גלב לזה.
Good morning. How can one come to the condition where I'm not between heaven and earth? Because it's written in the article now that he has support and no longer stands between heaven and earth, he must fall from his degree. Because then he flaws the discernment of above reason. So Chavzula is asking, how can a person come to a state when he's not between heaven and earth, as written?
It's impossible to go from degree to degree unless he feels that he's between the degrees for some time, but he has to feel it. Therefore, he must constantly try to calculate for himself and rise to a higher degree. Next.
What's happening? Should I? להעביר לאחת מהקבוצות, או שאם אתה רואה על המסך, אז
I can pass it to one of the groups, or you can choose it.
Okay, I'll do it. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, да, спасибо. С одной стороны написано, что лестница стоит на земле, и понятно, что.
On the one hand, it says that the ladder stands on the ground, and it's clear that this is our desire. How to construct the upper part, the head of the ladder that's in the heavens?
First of all, a person is given all kinds of challenges. If he succeeds, he rises. The next thing is when he sees before him what problems he has to solve with the friends in order for the next ascent.
Holland.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Good morning.
What causes the exits of the state of the righteous?
The
state of exit means that the righteous has come out, has fallen from his state. What causes it is disconnection from connection.
But is it so? Is it a choice to exit from a righteous?
Yeah, it's
his free choice. Let's say that he went out from his connection with his group, with his friends. He's dealing with something that grabs his desire, his attention, his thought, in a way that is not on the spiritual path, and that's how he leaves. It happens. Sometimes the Creator plays tricks on a person too. And then even if he didn't mean it, he leaves in order to teach him to hang on more tightly to the state that he is in.
Can it be said that it's a request, let's say, from the righteous to want to exit, to come into this impression, to this impression from...
No, it's not against his will, but it sometimes happens for all kinds of external reasons. This is called exiting from his place, if he hangs on to it, even though all kinds of disturbances come. It is not regarded as exiting from the place.
Thank you, Rav.
Next.
Beseder, Haifa 1.
Okay, Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Shalom. Rabash Kotev, Sheaf Pam Lo Yu, Yehulim Lo.
Rabash writes that they could never give him a higher degree because he is satisfied with the work. So as long as he is satisfied with the work, a person will not receive a new degree.
A person should always strive to rise to a new degree. Wherever he is now, he wants to be on a higher degree. This is what how it should be. Perhaps he doesn't have the records for it yet, a desire, a passion, drive. Nevertheless, he should provoke himself and search for it. Perhaps it is through the friends. We need to search.
Can I also ask? To give gratitude and praise in every state I'm in, as King David writes, give thanks to the Creator for His good and merciful. Is this the meaning of going in faith above reason?
No. It's a state that it's good to be in it, but not remain in it forever.
To bless over the bad is over the good.
That's also correct, but you have many such sayings.
We want to reach adhesion. Thank you.
Spain 1.
Buenos días, Raf. Buenos días, amigos. Parece que en esta subida y bajada de la escalera tenemos que estar siempre apegados al Creador.
I feel like the ascent and through the ascent and descent in the ladder, we have to be adhered to the Creator. It doesn't matter our feeling or state. Hence, where is my above reason if I'm always in adhesion with the Creator?
You are within reason. Your point is within reason. And you always want to be above reason. Yes?
French.
La question est, que veut dire cette phrase? Il y a deux discernements pour l'échelle d'une personne. Éventuellement, j'explique la question.
This line says that there are two discernments on the person's ladder.
Parce que, à un moment, il semble dans le texte que quand on va au-dessus de la raison, c'est parce qu'on a du goût dans le travail. À un autre moment, c'est le contraire.
On the one hand, it seems like when you go above reason, there's a taste in the work. On the other hand, the reverse is also true, that when we lose taste, flavor in the work, we enter into reason. So what's the difference between it looks like there's a difference between a person and a ladder.
Je ne comprends pas bien ce que veut dire l'article, en fait.
But I don't quite understand what is the ladder. And it's connection to the work of a person.
Correct. Soon we will create the practical connection. And then it will be clearer, more practical. Yes.
Woman Turkey 6.
Women Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Yakub'un Haran'a gitmesi ne demektir?
Hello.
Teşekkürler.
At the beginning of the article, it says that Yaakov traveled to Haran. What does it mean that when Yaakov travels to Haran?
He feels that there he has a better chance of achieving adhesion with the Creator. Carmel.
Toda Rav. Kutev po bepiska 14.
He's writing here in the 14th paragraph. Now that I feel a taste in the work, I don't need to work in above reason. That causes him for the righteous to exit the place and gives him an impression that he should know to protect himself from leaving the work of a above reason. It looks like specifically in the point where you begin to feel the truth, that's the greatest danger of falling.
Yes.
How do we recognize such an illumination from above? That's not just an impression, and you hold on to it without falling into the world to receive.
We have to weigh very carefully what is the desire that pushes you forward. But we will go together and scrutinize.
Maybe you can say, what should we hold on to and what should we let go of?
Each one should see from his own place. Give one.
Даров, здравствуйте. Близкий вопрос. Тут написано, что когда человек поднимается
says,
на высшую ступень и ощущает
ее,
через нарушение этого принципа
breaks the principle of faith above reason.
Так вот,
and following that, a person is thrown back down again. We feel the higher degree without breaking the principle of faith above reason.
Yes, yes, this is how we rise. We get information from the higher degree. We try to rise on it and keep ourselves in faith above reason, right? And along with it, acquire what we can within reason, also on the higher degree. And this is how we continue.
То есть я работаю не с ощущением высшей ступени, а с ощущением того, куда я хочу прийти.
Но это надо чувствовать. Это только лишь.
This you need to feel.
Можно понять.
Only through action can we do it? Can we understand it?
Thank you, Rav.
Rav Kotev po she
writes here. If a person is in a descent, then he. It awakens in him longing to return to the previous state. He writes it regarding the records. How do we work with the past records? Let's say from the Congress, I have very strong records. Now I have to work with them.
If you have records and you want to renew them, not just repeat them. Repeating them is a klipa, a shell. But return in order to be renewed and go further ahead, that can already be an ascent. And then you need to awaken those states, reach those records, come to those records and try to go forward, meaning to check what more you can understand in those states. That's the way it is.
Here's the question. Does it always work this way? Remember the records from before? Or not necessarily? It always works on the records from before.
It works on the records from before.
Okay.
A few more questions in the hall.
Okay.
He describes a state here where a person justifies providence. He writes, certainly the Creator who is good and who does good behaves in me with the providence of good who does good, but he wants me to feel the way I feel. It turns out that he justifies providence. Question here, there are two different desires, the way I feel, and there's also another desire where I justify providence. Is that correct?
Yes. So,
why the feeling that they have doesn't disappear, and the desire for feeling that he's good who does good, and to grasp the correct reality, that disappears.
Because you have to renew it all the time. You have to renew the Creator. Each and every day you need to have a new Creator.
כשאני עושה מאמץ לדוגמה בעבודה עם החברים
when I'm making an effort in the work with a friend, for example, or work with a group,
מאמץ להגיע לאותו רצון הנעלם,
effort to reach the missing or hidden desire, it's seemingly there, but to feel it and to work with this desire, it's like he's controlling it.
Yeah, because you probably haven't finished with him. It is probably that you haven't finished with him.
It repeats Oren's question from before a little bit. How do we ensure that his desire is going to remain under the spotlight? It won't disappear entirely from reality, even if it remains in a lower volume.
No, you cannot say that you want it to be this way because you have a certain state in front of you that you want to clarify, to scrutinize. Okay.
It's written in the one before last paragraph, the one who makes the calculation that he comes to this world on behalf of the Creator as a messenger. What does it mean to make this calculation?
This is how it feels. Let's say that it's like that. It's his feeling. It is his real feeling. You should check it, of course, but there is such a feeling. It's, what next?
It says, on a mission to correct corrections.
Yes.
What is this mission on behalf of the Creator to correct corrections?
Because all kinds of states appear before him, which he needs to correct. Arrange them, put them in order, relate to them, ask the Creator about the forces by which he can bestow upon everyone.
Thank you.
מתואר שני מצבים שהאדם נמצא בהם.
He describes two states. The earth and the heavens.
Yes.
My question is about the correction.
What
is the correction? A person's ascent from above, from below up, or also he's correcting something about corporeality.
No, only the ascent. If he has an ascent and he has questions during the ascent, he should solve them.
It's part of the ascent to see corporeality as a force that helps you climb.
Yes, of course. All the revelations you have, you need them. And you will be able to remember them, awaken them from memory in order to rise and keep yourself on the higher degree.
Thank you.
רב, מתי אדם מגדיר את עצמו כמלאך השם?
When does a person define himself as an angel of the Creator, and when is he a person? A human, Adam.
In each degree, there is a part that you can turn it into almost seemingly an angel. But we don't really need to search for it right now.
I'm
asking because he's saying that the angel of the Creator is a person who's sending and descending.
Yes. He's on duty.
So when can he say about himself that he's a human, Adam, and not an angel?
When he feels clearly and for sure that he has a spiritual duty, and he's turning to the Creator and clarifies his duty, and the Creator answers him and prepares him for that duty.
So is that a human or an angel?
Then he is an angel.
When is he called a man, Adam, not an angel?
When he clarifies his duty with respect to foreign desires with which he needs to unite and together with them go forward.
When he's
using the desires themselves, that means that he's a human, a man, Adam?
No, but he does a kind of joint work with them.
יובל, בבקשה.
גם מפיטי 22 וגם...
Also from פיטי 22 and Women Moscow 5, they ask, what is this action that we need to do?
מה זה לחדש?
A new creator each day. What does it mean to renew the creator?
That you feel that you need connection with the creator. The same creator, but for a new calculation. And this is called having a new creator, a different creator.
יש כאן לניב שאלה אחת.
לזרוק לכל מה שיש לכם שם בפח.
Throw everything you have there into the dustbin. All kinds of questions. You need to see who is asking, from where they're asking. Be a little more selective. Next.
When a person feels the state of the earthliness, the ground, the lowliness, what determines that now he will want to reach the servant of heaven, equivalence?
The desire in him, which he scrutinizes, his desire nevertheless is drawn upward to the purpose of creation.
How can he
do the correct scrutiny that the state of loneliness is that he's being called from above, as he writes, not to stay immersed in the state of loneliness?
This depends on the extent to which a person understands where the desire comes from and where it's aiming.
How
does he get this understanding that is now being called from above, even though he's now feeling a state of loneliness?
He feels. What's there to think about, Niv? Now he feels that he is not in a good state. He is in a lowly state. And he's being directed. They want to draw him, to connect him to a higher desire.
I'm
asking because in practice, oftentimes a person feels himself in a state of lowliness and doesn't ascribe that state to being called from above.
Correct.
So I'm asking, what determines this feeling that he is being called from above to start climbing above?
He should go and check. There's none so wise as the experienced. Okay, we're done with this part.
ולפני כן נשיר ביחד שיר.
We're going to go to the next part of the lesson, and before that, a song.
Prayer.
what is left.